Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the coordinator of the Palomas Christmas Shoebox Project, Meiji Paui from Truth or Consequences, to tell us about the project that started in 2009. Welcome, Meiji.
Thank you.
Tell me a little history about it, how you got started with it.
In 2009, in the end of October, the beginning of November, I went to an Episcopal deanery meeting, which was held in El Paso, and I met a woman named Judith Lathine. Now, Judith had worked in Columbus with Compassion House, and also she worked across the border, and she talked about the needs there. And at that point in time, they were providing food, rice, beans, meat. She talked about the needs, particularly of the children, and I was really moved. And after I left the meeting, I thought, what about doing a Christmas project for the children of Palomas? And I integrated the shoeboxes, which had been a project of the Billy Graham Industries for a number of years, and they go overseas with their shoeboxes. But I thought, why not do it in my own backyard?
Describe the shoeboxes. Is it just a box with a pair of shoes? Tell us what it is.
Actually, the size is approximately a shoebox. What we do is we put small gifts for children in there. We always try to have at least one toy, and the children's ages are 2 to 14. We divide them by 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14, and we put age-appropriate gifts in there, boy-girl boxes. Let me give you an example of a box for like a 5 to 9-year-old girl. Last year, we got dolls and we dressed them and we put like barrettes. We might put toothbrush, toothpaste, small jewelry items, and maybe a scarf or a cap and mittens. Try to be practical, but also something that they can use.
Does the individual who donates the box decorate the box, or do you decorate the boxes?
Most often, the person who donates the box decorates the box. We have to have the lids so they can be removed, because when we cross the border, they probably check maybe a dozen boxes, and so you can't tape the lid on. But they can be decorated. You can use a plastic box approximately the size of a shoebox. We use big shoeboxes, small, and some people even use gift bags.
And how many do you usually receive? How many do you collect?
Well, the first year in 2009, we probably took about 350 to 400 boxes. At that time, I was working for the Department of Health, and we drew in public health people. Paul Doolin with Border Health was a huge help in 2009 because he got us across the border. He speaks Spanish very fluently. He works across the border, so he knew some of the people. Judith Lathine was instrumental. She knew the mayor, and we actually used the mayor's office the first year. And I would say the first year we probably did between 350 and 400 shoeboxes. Last year we did probably 750, but we had drawn in a lot more people by that time.
I understand that Reverend Susan Hutchins from the Episcopal Church and Borderland Ministries is also helping coordinate.
She does. And Barbara Ransom Fry, who now is married and her last name is Albers, is with St. Andrew's in Las Cruces. And her youth group last year, I think they themselves did almost 300 boxes for us of the various age groups. The Roman Catholic Church in TRC has helped. We've had the ladies' golf groups. It's like, it just kind of grew like Topsy.
So is there a deadline for donating the boxes?
Well, we're going on the 14th of December, which is Saturday. This has traditionally been the day we've gone, usually a couple of weeks before Christmas. I would need to know by the week ahead if I had to go and pick them up someplace. The boxes could be taken to the Border Health Office at 1170 Solano, which is with the Public Health Office. They're a drop-off point. I believe people could drop them off at St. Andrew's. In TRC, we collect them between the Roman Catholic and the Episcopal churches. I believe Susan has her home in Columbus, and she would also be another collection spot if people in Deming or Columbus wanted to donate.
Now, besides the small gift items that you have, like maybe small cars, toys for
right.
the younger ones, balls, stuffed animals, a little yo-yo, or maybe an etch-a-sketch, a jump rope, some toys for babies. Although you do have ages 2 to 4, you break it down into 3 different age groups for boy and girl. So then you would have 6 different categories then, right?
That's correct. And where we held it last year was at the Centro San Vicente. And there's a stage, and what we did is we had 6 separate areas for the gifts. So we had the 3 girls and the 3 boys and divided it by the ages. And the children are so remarkably well-behaved. They line up down on the floor, and then they come up across the stage by boys, like 2 to 4, and then the girls would come 2 to 4. And actually, we were late last year, but we gave out probably the 700 boxes within about 2.5 to 3 hours, and we were done.
Now, within the shoebox, can they also provide a pair of shoes?
Of course.
A brand new pair of shoes.
Or socks, or mittens, or caps. You know, it's cold down there. One of the other things we've done in the last year is we have gathered blankets and coats and taken them down there. It's very open down there, and it can be colder actually there than it is in even Tierce or Las Cruces because of the winds and the open area. You know, the schools aren't very well heated down there, and the kids have to be in their coats when they're in the classroom because I don't think the school is much above 50 or 55. So it gets chilly.
So there are some expectations, though, on collecting the coats and blankets for Palomas that you would prefer, of course, new items, but they can be lightly used and clean.
Yeah, that's really important. I think in past years, people have tended to take clothing down and donated it, and it's not been in good shape. So they really do not want a lot of old used clothing because it's not very useful. But if it's lightly used, and especially for the blankets, they can be taken across a few at a time by people like Susan Hutchins, and she gets them across as well as other people working in that area. So it is important.
Now, the size of some of the items or the clothes for the kids, can you describe the children and their sizes?
Emily, one thing you notice when you go to Palomas is that, especially in the children under the age of probably 12, is they tend to be much smaller than their American counterparts. You'll see a 4-year-old who maybe weighs 30 pounds, and that's small and short stature. So what I would say is that most of the time, if you think about an 8-year-old in this country, and they would wear a size 8, that child in Mexico would probably be wearing like a size 6. And so clothing, warm tops, long sleeve shirts, fuzzy jackets, all of those. The good thing about clothes is that kids can grow into them also. But you do notice that because of hunger down there, that children tend to be smaller. And so think about that when you select things for the age group.
And what are some other items that would fit in a typical shoebox besides clothing?
We like to give something that the kids can play with, and we prefer not to have anything with batteries or any type of things that like knives or toy guns. That's kind of a big no-no down there. But what is fun is the kids love coloring books, and you can roll them up with a rubber band, and crayons and colored pencils and washable markers and pads of paper. A lot of the kids are quite artistic, and they like to draw, and they can use the paper in school. So anything like that that they can use in school is very helpful, too. Pencils, colored pencils, that's the kind of thing that they really like and is useful as well.
And if you do provide candy, what would you prefer?
Separately wrapped hard candies are a good idea. Candy canes that are wrapped are a good idea. We usually take some separately wrapped things that are in a big bag that we can hand out by the handfuls, too, because all kids love candy.
And maybe some inexpensive watches.
We've done that before. Sometimes, you know, at Walmart, you can find a watch for somewhere around $5 or $6. I don't know how long they last down there, but the boys love the watches. The girls like barrettes, anything pretty, scrunchies for their hair. Most of them, you don't see too many short-haired girls, but you see they like scrunchies, they like pretty barrettes, they like headbands, and color, anything that's colorful.
even a calculator for school.
We've done calculators. Now, that's one thing, because a lot of them are solar powered now, so they will work. They like the calculators. They're helpful for their school projects. Those are great items.
And especially a good toothbrush and toothpaste.
Right. And one of the things we encourage, if people want to put a small note in the box in Spanish or even in English, somebody will help them translate. But that adds a personal touch to a child, and I think those things are important.
Like a nice Christmas card.
Right. That's a great idea.
So you're expecting then about 800 children this year for this project? You'd like to get 800 boxes.
Yeah, it would be great. Last year we ran out of boxes, but we always keep separate things too. We gave out a lot of books. A woman donated probably 200 to 300 books of a book in Spanish that she had written, a beautiful picture book. Paul brought those books. I take books. If people want to buy books in Spanish, the best place to get little kids' books, in my experience, is Amazon. It's amazing the variety they have. And a lot of them are just the translation of typical books that, like Little Red Riding Hood, but it's in Spanish.
And they could have bilingual books, too. They do learn how to speak English
right, there as well.
Could you give us a story of the first time you went, and what experience did you get? What feeling did you have when you first participated?
Well, the first year when we went to the mayor's office, her name was Maria Lopez. She had been, I guess, elected after the death. Actually, the former mayor had been killed in October of 2009. And the women got together and made horchata. And they were very welcoming. We were giving out food at the same time. It wasn't as many boxes that year. But I think what impressed me is, number one, the children are so polite. You know, they don't push, they don't shove. And it's muchas gracias, and they're just so grateful. And then you'd see them going over to the side and opening their box. And for many of them, you know, it just is obviously something special. Someone says, you know, we do care about you. And the women were gracious. They made horchata for everybody. It's just, I don't know, it's the spirit of Christmas. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's that warmth and the love. And we know Christmas is about children.
And we can get children involved. Do you go to the schools for collections of boxes?
Okay, sometimes children's groups will fix boxes. Boys and Girls Club have been involved in making the boxes. We've had students from New Mexico State University. Now, I know the youth group at St. Andrews, led by Barbara Albers, has been instrumental. They gather things almost all year and pick up things on sale. Last year, I picked up some coats after Christmas because the big sales are on then. So it's something where you can kind of gather gifts all year round if you watch for the sales and then bring the shoeboxes in. I don't have a youth group at my church, but the Catholic youth group has also donated in our local town. It's just a project that appeals to a lot of people.
And this year, you've already gone to several schools or organizations, and have they committed to bringing in the boxes?
I got a call from the Las Cruces Superintendent's Office, and they donated boxes last year. I believe they took them to the Border Health Office. I've had a call from Albuquerque, and I will probably go up there on the weekend before and pick up boxes. You know, it's just one of the, it grew like Topsy. That's the only way I can describe it. It suddenly had a life of its own, and people would call me or email me and say, we heard about this, and we'd like to donate. And I think the really wonderful part about it is we encourage people to come with us and cross the border. It takes probably 10 or 12 people to get this thing organized and set up. And the mayor's office always helps us. And then some of the social services in Palomas also get involved and help us.
Now, in the borderland, there's another organization you talked about, Border Partners, that helps year-round. Can you tell me about them?
I first met Border Partners a couple of years ago. Peter and Polly Edmonds, that group has been in existence for a long period of time, and they've sponsored projects across the border, and they've also worked with the women. I believe they are part of the project where women make the oilcloth industries. If you go to their website, they make bags and they make aprons out of oilcloth. And you can purchase them. Actually, they can also be purchased on Esty. If you're aware of the Esty website, it's ESTY. And you can Google it. And it's supposed to be handcrafted items. And they make the oilcloth aprons. They make oilcloth bags. They make shopping bags. And they're quite pretty. And they're very gay. And they're covered with flowers or animals. It's very nice oilcloth.
And this is to help out the people on the borderland in what way? Yeah,
these are women that live in Palomas, and they have been making these, and then they're selling them. And Linda Hutchins is working with women in Palomas. They need things like sewing machines because they make handcrafted items and sewn items for sale, and that helps them gain some financial independence. From what I understand, one of the problems that happened when Palomas had a drug issue, as many border communities did, is many of the men left, and the population dropped from about 8,000 to about 5,000. And many of the women were left without a breadwinner, and so they needed a skill or a craft. And most of them are amazingly artistic. Given a chance, given some instructions, they've done beautiful weavings, they've done weavings, they do sewing projects, and there is a need for sewing machines. At one time, they were asking for looms. There's just a number of things that can be done and a number of people that could be contacted to help.
So they want to create their own income and
right.
be able to be self-sufficient as well. So that's Border Partners, Compañeros de la Frontera. They're located in Deming, and their website is borderpartners.org. But right now, we're also talking about the Palomas Christmas Shoebox Project, which the deadline for the collection is, you're going to be going December
right.
the 14th. So you have a deadline of this weekend then.
Actually, no. I mean, we could pick boxes up as late as about December 10th if people let me know. I'm willing to go to Albuquerque, but in Las Cruces, they need to get them to the Border Health Office probably by the 11th at the very latest, the 11th or 12th, so people have a couple days to pack them. And we love to have people come and help. You know, we meet probably between 9 and 10 o'clock at the parking lot that's on the American side of the border, if you've ever been to Palomas. And we go together as a group. It's a bit of a process, but Paul Doolin, who has been our absolute, the only reason we get across easily, he's just wonderful. And he gets us across the border, and we drive into the Centro San Vicente, and you can actually drive into the building and unload the shoeboxes. But we welcome people to come with us. It's fun.
You've brought pictures to see some of the young children, the Tarahumara children, very colorful clothes that they wear, and they're very thankful for all your help. Well, thank you again, Meiji Powie, coordinating the Christmas Shoebox Project for Palomas for the past 3 years, and you're based out of To Their Consequences. Thank you. And for more information, they can call you as well at 575-894-6641. Let's recap what the shoebox can contain for ages 2 to 4, age 5 to 9, or ages 10 to 14. So we have six categories of shoeboxes. An empty shoebox or a small plastic container, which can be wrapped, but the lid must be wrapped separately so it can be inspected at the border. And then you can decide whether it's going to be for a boy or a girl and the age category. Do you have a website that you provide these labels?
No. If people want to email me, they can. And my email is majiep, as in Paul, at windstream.net. And I will send them labels. They probably could also pick up labels at the Border Health Office with the Department of Health. You know, the other thing that's always welcome, we do bring toys for children under two because there's a lot of babies in arms, and mittens and caps or fuzzy socks, anything that's warm or a small stuffed animal is something that a child under the age of two would like. And it's not like we exclude those. But we tend to keep those things separate and hand them out as we see the babies.
So for the little bit older ones, that they can have their little shoebox, their Christmas shoebox, so the Palomas Christmas Shoebox Project.
Thank you very much, Emily. I appreciate this chance to share the project. It's a great thing to do at Christmas time, and the people there are really, really grateful for any help we can give them.
Thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.